Good morning, everyone. Today is the 13th of June, 2021, Sunday morning, and glad to be with you this morning. Matthew Babcock in 1901 wrote a book, wrote a song, "This Is My Father's World." My son played this on his trumpet at his graduation ceremony. "This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres." Well, the earth is not a globe. It is the circle of the earth is a plane. "This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hand, the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise. The morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seemed oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus, who died, shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one." Well, we're going to sing a couple hymns this morning, and then we're going to make some comments out of the fifth chapter of Hebrews, because that's what we're going to be discussing during our conference call that's coming up here in a little bit. The first song that I would like to sing, and then Mark's going to pick one out, and also Rosette. And Mark has got, do you have some scriptures to read for us this morning? The first song we're going to sing is number 403. Mark, what are you going to read to us from the scriptures?
Psalm 107.
All right. Turn this camera around. Hopefully you'll be able to see both Rosette and
"Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let us redeem the Lord. Saying, say he has redeemed the hand of enemy."
You have to speak up a little louder.
"Yeah. We gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way, and they found no safe dwelling. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted of them, and they cried unto the Lord in trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way that they might go to a place of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works for children of men. Who satisfy the longing soul and fill up the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction iron, because he rebelled against the word of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High."
Right, thank you. Mark? Okay, now we're going to sing 400. And 403. "Tempted and tried, where oft may to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about. Never molested, though in the wrong, farther along we'll know all about. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it, oh, by and by. When death has come and taken our loved ones, he leaves our homes so lonely and drear.
then do me wonder, why others prosper, living so wicked year after year, faithful till death, said our loving Master. A few more days to labor and wait, toils of the road will be seen as nothing. As we sweep through the beautiful day, when we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it. Farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Is that, do you have one?
Four before, I know that thou art here.
454.
Come, dear Lord, I surely need thee in this cold, dreary land. May I feel thy presence near me and the touch of thy dear hand. Savior, hear me when I call thee, and you save me from all fear. Savior, hold my trembling hand, Lord, for I know that thou art near. There are times I feel so lonely in this world in which I roam. It's my hope for which I pray, Lord, that I'll anchor safe at home. In that land there is no sorrow, there are no foes or souls molest. All is love and joy forever in that home of peace and rest. Savior, hear me when I call thee, and you save me from all fear. Savior, hold my trembling hand, Lord, for I know that thou art near.
Mark, do you have a selection?
Glorious Rest, 43.
Glorious Rest.
In our journey below, there are times that we know that our names have been placed in God's book. And to follow his lead gives us help here to read. So for proof on his pages we look. Here we hope through his grace we shall look upon his face when the burdens of life are laid down. Then to rise with the blessed to the glorious rest, and with all the redeemed wear a crown. Hear the sorrows and tears coming down through the years. Seems our eyes so to dim on the way, that we need his dear grace over these lines to trace. And for this we continually pray. When our work here is done, all the set of life's done, and we come to the brink of the grave, how we hope to re-clear all our names written there, and to have saving grace to be brave. Here we read in his word, he will loosen the cord when we come to the end of the way. Give us, Lord, blessed peace when our breathing shall cease. As the summons of death we obey. Here we hope through his grace we shall look on his face. When the burdens of life are laid down. When to rise with the blessed to a glorious rest. And with all the redeemed wear a crown.
Well, each Sunday, we have a men's conference call, and we've been working through the book of Hebrews. And the book of Hebrews is a blessing to all of God's people because of the fact that it points to the marvelous atonement of Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice for our sins. And without the blood of Jesus Christ, we would be doomed. We would have no hope. But because Christ freely laid his life down, we have everlasting life in Christ. We have the imputed righteousness of Christ. And so this morning I'm going to just, first of all, we're going to listen to the fifth chapter of Hebrews being read, and then I'm going to make some comments about it.
Hebrews 5. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest for ever, after the order of Melchizedek. Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God and high priest, after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when, for the time, ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Well, here we see an example that the Hebrew writer gives of the high priests of the Old Testament and liking Christ to the high priest of the Old Testament. And the high priest of the Old Testament was not without sin. And so the sacrifices that were offered were not for just the people, but for the high priest himself. But we know that Christ became a high priest, but he was without sin. However, he became our sin bearer. He took our sins upon himself. That's why his father could not look upon him, because his father could not look upon sin. And he also talks about the fact that Aaron didn't take any honor on himself because he was a high priest. Aaron realized he was ordained of God to be a high priest. And so Christ also glorified not himself. Verse 5, to be made a high priest, but that he said to him, Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee. Jesus Christ is begotten of the Father. That's hard for us to wrap our minds around. But he's eternally begotten. He always has been and always will be. Also, the Hebrew writer talks about the order of Melchizedek, the priest order of Melchizedek. I personally believe that's synonymous with Jesus Christ himself, because it says that Melchizedek had no beginning and no ending, and that would only be God, that would only be Christ. And it says that this Melchizedek offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears, and him that was able to save him from death. Well, Christ also suffered a lot while he was down here on this earth. And, you know, we as Christians will suffer persecution if we're in Christ. We're told that if we're in Christ, we will suffer persecution. And in verse 8, it says that he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. God is teaching us obedience by our sufferings and our persecutions and the things that we have to go through. Notice in verse 9, speaking of Christ, it says he became the author of eternal salvation. We talked before about him, Hebrews 12:2, where it says he is the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. So, Jesus Christ, in verse 10, is referred to a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. And, yes, there are many things we don't understand about the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We talked about the fact that Jesus Christ was synonymous with Melchizedek. And also, he is also referred to in the Old Testament as the angel of the Lord. I believe that's referring to the pre-incarnate Christ, the angel of the Lord. And so in verse 12, he talks about the fact that we have need of milk and not strong meat. In other words, when we first become born again by the Spirit of God, there's a lot of learning that must take place in the Christian's life. And we don't start out with meat, we start out with milk, just like a baby from the womb starts out with the milk from her mother, and then gradually the food is made more solid. And so, but we don't continue with milk. We go on to the doctrine of Christ, what Christ taught, the great doctrines of election and predestination and preservation and irresistible grace and the final perseverance of the saints and the total depravity of man. Verse 13 talks about if you continue to use milk, then that's unskillful, the word for righteousness. Just going around telling everybody that God loves you is not truth. It's not doctrine. But in verse 14, strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised, discern both good and evil. In other words, we don't just talk about love all the time. We also talk about the fact that God doesn't love everyone and that he's going to pour out his wrath and his judgment upon those who are not his. So that, in a nutshell, is a encapsulation of the fifth chapter of Hebrews. Hopefully that has been a blessing this morning. And we will be having our conference call coming up here at 11 o'clock Central Time. If you're interested in joining and listening, I'll be happy to send you a link to that. The women are welcome to join to listen in, but your mics will be muted because we don't believe that women should be teaching doctrine. There's a lot of women that get upset over that, but that's just, we're trying to follow the Bible. Let's end this morning. Or do we have a selection, Mark? Mark? 170. Mark, can you lean over this way so we can see Mom?
Yeah.
new.
I would see Jesus. I would see Jesus when the flowers of joy adorn my way, when sunshine and when hope surround my path from day to day, when friends I cherish most are dear and hearts encircle mine. Then, Father, would I turn from all and lean alone on thine. To those who know the Lord I speak, it's my beloved dear. The bridegroom of my soul I seek, oh, when will he appear? Though once a man of grief and shame, yet now he fills the throne. And there's the greatest, sweetest name that earth or heaven's known. Grace flies before and love attends his steps wherever he goes. Though none can see him but his friends, and they were once his foes. He speaks obedient to his call, our warm affections live. Did he but shine a light on all, then all the life would laugh, and love in every heart would reign, and war would cease to roar, and cruel and bloodthirsty men would thirst for blood no more. Such Jesus is, and such his grace, so may he shine on you. And tell him when you see his face, I long to see him too. Well, I'm thankful for God's grace. I'm thankful that it's everlasting and eternal. And it's not temporary. There's a lot of people out there saying you can fall from grace. They don't believe in everlasting life. And I'm glad to know that even though there's a lot of things we can't understand, we do know that we have eternal life in Jesus Christ. There are many things we cannot understand. How God created the world in 6 days and holds the world in the palm of his hands. How our salvation was planned by him before time began. How Satan and evil were all a part of this plan to reveal unto us his son being born in a manger, dying on the cross to save our souls from danger. Of being cast into eternal fire and lost, reconciling us to God, his death, what a tremendous cost. Yes, there are many things we cannot fully understand, but for God's people, he has revealed his son in them. May the good Lord be with you in a special way today is our prayer. God bless.